for the next 3 weeks.
下三个星期我们要看
at what is called the, we call the minor prophets.
我们称为这个小先知书。
I am not going to take them one at a time.
我不会一次只讲一本书。
Instead, I'm going to do them like they are done in the Hebrew Bible.
我会像讲这个就是按照希伯来圣经的这样的来讲。
In the Hebrew Bible, the minor prophets are called one book.
在希伯来圣经里边，这些小先知书其实是一本书。
It is called the Book of the Twelve.
它称为十二先知书。
All 12 minor prophets are put on one scroll.
十二位先知的书被放在一卷书里。
And so that's how I'm going to do them in our lesson.
所以我们的课是这样来看的。
And what I will do is I will do one them like one book, but I will look at three different themes in these books.
就是我是把这当成一本书来看，但是我会看这十二，就是这一本书里边的三个主题。
And so they will not be the same order as our English or Chinese Bible.
所以呢，我讲这个书的这三本书的讲不是按照我们这个圣经上的顺序。
But it will be three different themes from these books.
而是从这十二本书里边的三个主题。
Now I decided that for many of us, the minor prophets are probably very unfamiliar.
对很多人来讲，这十二先知就是小先知书，对我们不是很熟悉。
They feel very foreign to us.
好像很遥远，很陌生。
And since they are short, we don't have much help for background information.
因为他们都很短，所以我们没有很多的背景知识。
They don't give us very much historical setting.
没有给我们很多这个历史上的背景。
So I decided to spend a little bit of time today on how to read these minor prophets for yourself.
所以我今天想花一点时间来讲如何自己来读小先知书。
And I am borrowing this from an African Bible teacher.
所以我的这个是从一位非洲的圣经学者那里学那个借用的。
And I suggest that you copy these down and use these as a guide when you study these in your own devotion time.
所以呢，我希望你能够把这些就是下载，然后当你自己读先知书的时候，把这个作为你的一个学习指南。Oh my goodness. Sorry, I lost the sound.
Seven steps for studying these minor prophets.
所以这个小先知书自学指南包括七步。
And all you need to do this is a Bible, of course.
所有你需要的就是一本圣经。
And then any kind of a Bible commentary or Bible dictionary.
任何的就是一个注经书或者是一本圣经字典。
And you can always find it online if you don't have it yourself.
如果你自己没有，在网上总是能找到。
So, seven steps.
所以七步。
First of all, just read through the entire book at one time.
第一个呢，就是一次把整本书读一遍。
I think the longest of the minor prophets would take you less than an hour to read.
我觉得这个小先知书里边最长的一本大概也就花不了你一个小时的时间。
And most of them you can read in 30 minutes.
很多你在30分钟之内就能读完。
And it is helpful if you just read straight through.
所以就是你这样一下子通读一遍挺有帮助的。
To get an idea of the big picture of the book.
如果这样是让你对这个十二天之书有一个整体的印象。
Now, after you have done that, the second step is to go back and study about the author.
当你读完之后呢，第二步是回去去研究作者。
This is where you will need a Bible dictionary or a commentary.
这个时候你就需要圣经字典或者这个圣经注经书了。
I've listed here five questions to ask.
我在这里列了五个问题你可以问。
Where was he from?
他从哪里来？
We talked in the historical books about the division of Israel into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
我们在那个历史书里面讲，历史里面讲过以色列分成南北国。
And sometimes when you know where the prophet is from, it will help you to better understand his message.
有时候知道这个作者从哪里来，他就会更帮助你更好的了解他的信息。
I'll give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
Next week we will look at the book of Amos, the prophet Amos.
下个星期我们会看那个阿摩斯书。
Amos is a prophet from the south, from Judah.
阿摩斯是从南 south, okay, 是从南国犹大过来的。
But he goes to the north to preach.
但是他却到北国去传道。
And he says to them, you are dishonest and God is angry and he is going to judge you.
他说神，你们北国，你们不诚实，神对你们生气，神会审判你们。
But he's from the south.
但是呢，他是从南国来的。
And so they say to him, go back home.
然后这些人就对他说，你回家吧。
We don't want to hear you here.
我们不想在这里听你讲话。
If someone came from Taiwan and went to mainland China and said, oh, you are doing it wrong, Chinese people say, go back home.
如果想象一下，如果从台湾去的人到大陆去说，你们做了什么事情不对，那你想这个大陆中国人可能就会说，你回家吧。
If someone came from France to America and said, oh, you are terrible, we would say, go back home.
如果有人从法国人来到美国说你们做一些事情很糟糕，这个美国人怎么反应？就说你回家去吧。
When you see that Amos is from Judah, you realize they won't even listen to him.
所以当你看阿莫斯他是从犹太地来的，那你知道这个北国人都根本就不想听他的任何信息。
Second question is, what do we know about the parents of the prophet?
第二个问题是我们对先知的父母有什么了解？
His family heritage.
他的那个家庭就是背景是怎么样的？家庭历史。
For instance.
比如说。
Zechariah.
撒加利亚。
When we read Zechariah, we will find out that he is very, very interested in the rebuilding of the temple.
当我们读撒加利亚的时候，发现撒加利亚对重建圣殿非常的有兴趣。
And if you look up his family, you will find out that he is a priest.
然后如果你去看他的家族，你就发现他是从祭司家庭里出来的。
From one of the great family of priests.
他是一个那个一个很重要的一个祭司家族里出来的。
And so the temple is very important to Zechariah.
所以圣殿对撒加利亚就很重要。
Ask about his occupation. What is the job of the prophet? That's number,
然后
the letters.
第三个呢，就是发现他找到他的职业是什么。
For instance, back to Amos.
比如我们再回到阿摩斯书。
He tells us, I'm not a prophet.
他告诉我们他不是先知。
I was working with the shepherds.
他是在跟牧人，是牧人中间的。
I was not a professional prophet.
他说我不是一个专业的祭司，先知。
And so once again, you put that in his background.
所以你把这个放在他的背景当中。
A sheepherder comes from Judah and goes to Israel and says, "Let me tell you what's wrong with your country."
所以一个牧羊人从犹太的牧羊人到了以色列，告诉他们说：“我告诉你们做错了什么。”
And they say, "You're not even a prophet. Why should we listen to you? And you're from Judah."
然后这些人会说：“你都甚至不是一个先知，而且你从犹太来的，我们为什么要听你呢？”
D. What about his family?
然后他的家庭是什么？
When we study Hosea,
当我们去研读这个何西阿书的时候，
we find out his wife was very unfaithful.
我们发现就能看到他的太太对他不忠。
And that becomes part of his message.
那个也成为他信息的一部分。
And then find out when he ministered and how long.
然后再就是找到这个先知的事工在何时持续了多久。
So you read the whole book.
所以你就是把整本书读一遍。
You go back and you try to learn what you can about the family or the author. I'm sorry, the author.
然后你就再回去找到关于这个作者的背景和他有关相关的。
And then slide number four, the third step.
然后第三步。
Find out what you can about the historical setting.
研究这个历史背景。
Who did this prophet preach to?
这个先知是对谁讲话呢？他的受众是谁？
Next week we will look at Jonah.
下个星期我们会学习约纳书。
Jonah preaches to Nineveh.
尼尼微他的受众是这个尼尼微城的百姓。
Now most people when they read Jonah, all they really think about is the big fish.
好多人读约纳就想到，脑中想到的就是大鱼。
But what you should realize when you read Jonah is who is he preaching to?
当你读约纳书时候，你应该意识到。认识到说约纳到底在跟谁传道。
If God said to you,
如果神对你说
leave your home,
离开你的家乡
leave your family,
也离开你的亲人
fly to the Middle East and preach to ISIS,
你现在飞到这个中东对那个 ISIS伊斯兰国的这些人讲到传道。
You would probably say, I don't want to do that. They kill people.
然后你可能会说，我可不想那样做。他们杀了很多人。
Nineveh was like ISIS.
那个尼尼微呢，就像是那个 ISIS， 就是那个伊斯兰国。
They were cruel.
他们非常的残忍。
And then you start to see why Jonah did not want to go there.
然后你就开始明白为什么约拿他不想去。
Letter B, ask who the kings were when this prophet was preaching.
第二个就是说在他事工期间是哪一位王统治。
That will help you to understand the historical time.
然后这就会帮助你了解他的历史时间、历史背景。
What were the spiritual and social conditions?
再一个就是你可以问了解这个属灵和社会情况如何。
For instance, when we read Amos,
比如说当我们读阿摩斯书的时候，
He preaches during a time that Israel was very prosperous.
他那个时候呢，以色列呢是很繁荣的。
We would say today the stock market was going up.
就是说那个股票市场很高涨。
And Amos says, "You're very prosperous, but God is angry."
但是他阿摩斯说你们很繁荣昌盛，但是神对你们生气。
And then ask what other prophets ministered at the same time.
然后再一个可以问的就是同时期有哪些别的先知也在服侍。
And that will help you to understand when to read the prophets together.
然后这个就帮助你了解什么时候可以把这些同时代的先知所写的书信一起同时读。
Now, after you have done steps two and three,
当你做完第二步、第三步的时候，
that's enough background.
那是已经很多的这个背景知识了。
The rest of this then comes just from reading the book itself, the book of the prophet.
下边几步就是从单单来自于就是你读这本这本书。
And so I suggest step four that you read it a second time.
第四步是再次阅读整本书。
The first time I recommended that you read straight through it quickly.
第一次呢你是把它很快的读一遍。
The second time, I suggest that you read it slowly.
第二次读呢，我希望你就慢慢的读。
Maybe write a title for each chapter.
或者是给每一章呢写个小标题。
Something that tells what the chapter is about.
就是告诉你这一章的中心思想。
I'm never good at writing titles.
我很不擅长写这个中心思想标题。
I can't even think of a title for my sermon most of the time.
很多时候我自己讲到的题目我都想不出来一个好的标题。
So I usually skip this step.
所以通常我就把这一步给跳过去了。
But write something that helps you remember what each chapter is about.
所以呢你可以写下来一些东西让你帮助你能够记住说这一章到底讲了什么。
Highlight the words that occur over and over. I think this one is very important.
画出经常出现的词语我觉得这个很重要。
Because in many of the prophets, there will be one or two words that come back over and again.
因为在很多先知书里边呢，它有一些词语是不断的出现。
And they help us to understand what is important to the prophet.
它就帮助我们了解对这个先知来讲什么是重要的。
And when you have done this, you'll be ready then to figure out what are the important themes in the book.
然后你做完这一步，下一步你就可以帮助你了解说决定书中重要的主题是什么。
Then slide number five.
然后下一张图片。
As you are reading, list the sins that the prophet talks about.
当你读的时候就列出书中所指出的先知所指出的主要罪恶。
If he makes predictions about the future, list the predictions.
如果他对未来的主要预言是什么，也列出来。
And then the last one I think is very helpful.
我觉得最后一步很有帮助。
My friend from Africa who wrote this said, write a one-page summary of the book.
我这个就是这个写这个建议的写这个指南的这个非洲的学者说，你给每本书写一页的概要。
In my own study, I suggest to change that, write a 25 word summary.
25 words?
Words.
我说、yes. 说，他说他麦牧师说，我自己的就是来做的话，我是写一个大概25个字的一个概要。
I always made my students at the college do this.
我通常要让我在大学的学生要这样做。
If you can say in 25 words what the book is about, you understand very well the book.
如果你能够用25个词来把这本书给讲出来，那你对这本书是很了解的。
Now, that gives you a simple process for studying these books by yourself.
这是给了一个简单的自学这些小先知书的指南。
Now, what I'm going to do after this is to look at three themes.
所以这个之后呢，我会看三个就是三个主题。
That sum up all of the books, so I'm not looking one at a time.
所以就会这三个主题就把这个十二先知书的这个主题给概括起来了，我不会一次看一本书。
The theme that I'm wanting to look at today.
今天要看的主题是
is do you love God?
今天的主题是你爱神吗？就是我们的第一个幻灯片。
Over and over the prophets, the minor prophets come back to this message. Do you love God?
这个先知小先知书里不断的出现这个主题，就是说你们爱神吗？
Because they understood, the prophets understood that Israel's problems started when they did not truly love God.
因为这些先知明白以色列的问题，犹太的问题在于他们没有在真正爱神。
The reason they disobeyed God's law was they didn't love God.
他们之所以违背神的律法，是因为他们没有爱神。
The reason they turned to worship other gods is because they did not truly love God.
他们之所以去转向就敬拜偶像，因为他是因为他们没有真正爱神。
That's the prophets.
那是那个先知告诉他们的信息。
When we come to the New Testament,
当我们到了新约的时候
，The Book of Revelation,
启示录里边。
God will say to the church at Ephesus, I have something against you because you have left your first love.
神对以弗所的教会说，我有一件事要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
God knows that when the church leaves their love for him, they will soon be in trouble.
神知道如果教会一旦离开对他的爱，马上就会有麻烦了。
And if we jump from the Bible times to today,
如果我们从圣经时期时代到我们现在的时代，
we end up in trouble when we don't love God first.
如果我们没有把神放在首位，没有来爱他，那我们就有麻烦了。
And we don't want to keep God's law because we don't love him.
然后因为我们不爱他，我们也就不想遵守神的律法。
We will usually find some other excuse.
我们通常呢就会找到一些理由。
We will usually say, this is why I did what I did.
你会说我之所以这样做是因为你找一堆理由。
But the prophets show us at the root, the reason we don't keep God's law is because we don't love him.
但是先知向我们显示，这个我们之所以不遵守神的律法的根源在于我们不爱神。
Now there is for every one of us some area in life where we are tempted to break God's law.
在我们每个人的生命当中有些方面，我们大概都想要，就是说那一方面我们想要违背神的律法。
One of the things that I think is helpful,
有一件对我们有帮助的事是
is instead of making excuses, this is why I don't want to do what God tells me.
就是不是说去找理由，是说我之所以不想去做神让我做的，是因为
it is helpful to be honest and say, I don't love God enough.
然后其实就是诚实的去说，我之所以这样，是因为我没有完全的爱神，没有爱神爱的那么深。
And then begin to seek to love God more.
然后就是去寻求更爱神。
For the last month, I have been studying in Psalm 119 every day.
然后过去三个月，我每天都在研读，在学习诗篇119篇。
Reading it over and over and over.
就是把它一遍一遍的读。
And David keeps saying,
大卫反复的说
I love your law because I love you.
大卫不断的说，神啊，我喜爱你的律法，是因为我爱你。
So let's see how that looks in some of the prophets.
所以我们看这个是怎么在一些先知里边展现的，先知书里。
If you will jump down to slide 9, I'm sorry I jump around.
That's fine. Yeah, 我们现在看第九个幻灯片。
The first prophet I want to look at is Hosea.
第一个我们想看的先知书是何西阿书。
I have said that the theme of Hosea is God's heartache.
我想说这本书的主题是神的伤痛。
Let me explain that a bit.
让我来解释一点是怎么回事。
The big image in the book of Hosea.
在这个荷西阿书里面这个大的一个主题就是一个图像是。
Is adultery.
就是这个淫乱。
Over and again, Hosea's wife Gomer is unfaithful to him.
就是一而再再而三的这个荷西阿的妻子割灭就是对他不忠实。
Hosea is one of these books that I always say you really can't let your children read.
荷西阿书是我说了你不能让你孩子读的一本书。
Because it's very blunt.
因为非常的直截了当。
But the book is showing that to worship idols, which is what Israel is doing, to worship idols is adultery because it's worshiping two gods.
就是在这本书让我们显示，向我们显示去，像以色列那样的去敬拜偶像，就是淫乱，因为你在敬拜两个神。
And so Hosea says to Israel.
所以荷西阿对以色列人说。
When you worship other gods,
当你去拜别的神的时候
，God feels like a husband feels when his wife is unfaithful.
神的感觉就像一个丈夫的，就是说有一位不忠实的妻子的丈夫的感受。
His heart is broken.
这个丈夫，这个神的心，他的是很伤痛的。
And so that's the theme in this book.
所以这个是就是荷西阿书的主题。
Hosea is preaching during the first part of the 8th century BC.
所以荷西阿是在公元前第八世纪的上半叶讲的，就是讲到的。
Now let me give you a real quick test and see if one person can answer.
我想问一下看有没有谁可以回答，大家到时候回答时候可以把你的这个声音打开。
Hosea is preaching to the northern kingdom.
荷西阿呢是在对北国传道。
What year did the northern kingdom fall?
北国它是在哪一年陷落的？北国是。
BC. Very good. 722.
Good. 他说是公元前722年。对，刘弟兄讲。
Hosea is preaching 30 years before that.
荷西阿是在这个北国陷落前的30年讲到的。
Here's the thing.
这个问题在于。
When Hosea is preaching, the northern kingdom is very prosperous.
就是在荷西阿讲到的时候呢，这个北方王国非常的繁荣。
In fact, when he is preaching, the northern kingdom is the strongest it has ever been.
其实在他讲到的时候，那个北国以色列是那时候是最强盛的时候。
And so when Hosea comes, and we'll see next week when Amos comes, and they say, God is angry with you.
所以我们这个星期看荷西阿，下个星期看阿摩斯，他们来对他们传道说，神对你们生气的时候。
They say, we really don't care.
然后这个北国的人说，我们才不在乎呢。
Everything is going good.
你看现在每一项事情都很棒啊。
And they refuse to listen.
他们就拒绝听从这个信息。
Now, real quickly, a little bit about his message. Slide 10.
然后我们看下一张幻灯片就是 just give me.
I already told you that his wife was unfaithful.
我们已经讲过说荷西阿的妻子对他不忠。
In the book of Hosea, she is called a wife of harlotry, a harlot, a prostitute.
在这个荷西阿书里边，她被称为淫妇妻子。
we don't really have time to talk about that. There's many commentaries try to explain it.
有很多注释书想要解释这个到底是什么意思。
But it seems to me that she is exactly what it says.
她就是像这个书里荷西阿书里所讲的。
She is a prostitute.
她是曾经是娼妓。
And God is saying to Israel, when you are unfaithful to me, you are a prostitute.
神对以色列说，当你对我不忠的时候，你就是娼妓。
You are selling yourself to other gods.
你出卖你自己给别的神。
Now, Hosea has three children by this wife.
荷西亚呢跟哥灭有三个孩子，从哥灭有三个孩子。
I always think it was very unfortunate to be the child of a prophet.
我觉得做这个先知的孩子真是挺不幸的一件事。
Because you never got to have a normal name like Tom or Jonathan.
因为你没有一个正常的一个名字，比如说像汤姆或者是像约纳丹。
His children's names had meaning.
他的孩子的名字都是有意义的。
His first child he named Jezreel.
第一个孩子的名字叫耶斯列。
And when people said, why did you name your child Jezreel? Because Jezreel was a place.
当别人问他说为什么你要把你的孩子叫成耶斯列呢？因为耶斯列是个地名。
It would be like naming your son Lake Worth.
就好像称你的孩子的名字，儿子的名字叫 Lake Worth， 就是我们这个地方。
Yes, please don't do that.
请你别这样子给孩子取名。
But he said, that is the place where the Assyrians are going to win their victory over Israel.
因为他说呢，是后来亚述国要后来把大败以色列的一个地方。
And 30 years later, that is what happened.
30年之后，他所预言的就发生了。
He named another child a word that means no mercy.
另外一个孩子的名字呢，叫做意思是不蒙怜悯。
God will have no mercy on Israel.
神会对以色列人没有怜悯，不蒙怜悯。
And then he named his youngest child a word that means you are not my people.
第三个最小的孩子的名字的意思就是说你不是我的百姓。
God had always called Israel my people.
神总是称呼以色列人说你们是我的百姓。
And now he says you are not my people.
现在神说你们不是我的百姓。
He prophesies with the names of his children.
他用他孩子的名字来做预言。
And then he prophesies by giving pictures of Israel.
然后他也是通过给以色列一个图像来宣讲预言。
Slide 11. We've already seen that he says Israel is like an unfaithful wife.
我们已经讲过他荷西阿说以色列是像不忠的妻子。
She is like the morning mist that just disappears.
她像那个早晨的云雾出来以后就消散了。
She is like a wild donkey that won't be controlled.
像那个野驴就是不顺服不听话。
She is like an ungrateful son.
她就像那个不感恩的儿子。
In one of the most beautiful pictures in Hosea, chapter 11.
在荷西阿书中所描述的一个最美的图像里，一个图片里边，他是这样说。
You who are parents will understand this.
作为父母，我们大概都能了解。
He says, when Israel was a child, I took her by her arms and I taught her to walk.
他说当以色列是年幼的时候是孩子的时候我用教导他行走用膀臂抱着他们。
You mothers or fathers, you can remember when your child was first learning to walk and you held them by their arms so they could try to walk.
你还记得当你的孩子刚开始学走路的时候你就牵着他们的手臂然后扶着他们让他们学走路。
And then later your child becomes a teenager.
然后接着呢，孩子长大成为青少年的时候。
And you have to keep remembering back those when they were cute.
你就得不断的提醒自己他们小时候可爱的样子。
God says to Israel, I remember when you were cute.
然后神对以色列说，我记得你小时候可爱的样子。
You were weak, you had the strength, and I took care of you.
当你很软弱，你什么也不会的时候，我就照顾你。
But think of the heartache to a parent.
想象一下父母的这个心痛。
If that child who they taught to walk when they were 2 years old or whatever age, a little baby.
当这个小孩大概一两岁开始学走路的时候，这个父母教导他们学走路。
Imagine how it breaks the parent's heart.
想象一下父母后来有多伤心。
If the child turns 18 and says, I don't love you.
然后这孩子到了十八岁告诉父母说，我不爱你们。
I never want to see you again.
我再也不想见到你们了。
Hosea says, that is what Israel has done to God.
何西阿说，这就是以色列对神所做的。
You have said to God, now that I am able to take care of myself, now that I am prosperous,I don't need you anymore.
你们对神说，我现在是已经可以照顾自己了，我现在很繁荣昌盛，所以我不需要你了。
Again, I want to remind you that these books speak to us today.
然后我也想再次提醒大家，这些书是对我们今天的人也是说话的。
Many of us came to God when we were very weak and in trouble.
很多时候我们是当我们软弱的时候，当我们是有困难的时候，我们来到神面前。
We were lonely.
然后我们也很孤单。
We said, God, I need help.
然后你们对神说，神啊，我真的是很需要帮助。
And he took us by our arms and he led us.
然后神就真的是抓着我们的手引导我们。
But sometimes when we become strong,
但是当我们后来有些时候我们就变得比较强壮的时候，
we want to go our own way.
我们就想走自己的路。
Hosea says that is like an ungrateful son.
何西阿说，那你就像那个不感恩的儿子一样。
And our sin, our rebellion breaks God's heart.
我们这种背叛、背逆这样的罪，真的是伤了神的心。
But go to slide 12.
我们看下一张图片。
Slide 11 gives pictures of Israel. Slide 12 gives pictures of God.
上一张图片呢，给的是说以色列的这个图片，就是图像像什么？这里是讲到说神像什么？
He is a jealous husband whose heart has been broken.
他是一个伤心的一个丈夫，他也是一个祭邪的丈夫。
He is a frustrated shepherd whose sheep will not follow.
他也是沮丧的牧人，因为他的羊不跟着他。
But I also want you to see he is a forgiving husband.
我们也要
a doctor who wants to heal the people.
他也是饶恕的丈夫，他也是那个想要医治他们的医生。
He is a loving parent who wants to restore the rebellious child.
他也是慈爱的父母，想要重新恢复这个悖逆的孩子。
The picture of God in Hosea.
所以在
is a God who is not far above us, but a God who is close to us.
所以在何西阿书中，神的形象，他不是是一位高高在上的神，而是离一位离我们很近的神。
I think many people think of God as far away.
有很多人可能觉得神是离我们很遥远，高高在上。
And they really don't think that their sin affects him very much.
他们真的是觉得说他们的罪对神没什么影响。
But Hosea shows us that our sin breaks the heart of God.
但是何西阿向我们展示，我们的罪真的是让神很伤心。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And so our sin is like the unfaithfulness of a wife.
所以我们的罪就像是那个不忠的那个妻子所行的。
Or the rebellion of a son.
或者是像那个孩子的那种悖逆。
And the book of Hosea shows God calling to Israel to say, please come back to me.
所以呢，何西阿向我们展示神对以色列在呼喊说，你归回吧，归回向我，归向我。
Now, I want to show you one more prophet today.
然后我再向你展示下一个先知，下一本先知书。
The next slide is the book of Micah.
就是弥迦书 Micah。
Micah preaches just a little bit after Hosea.
所以弥迦开始施工的时候就是仅仅比这个何西阿晚一点。
They overlap some, but then Micah continues further.
他们有一些重叠，但是弥迦后边又继续的就是传道。
He is preaching in the south, in Judah.
他是在南方，在犹大传道。
Hosea is preaching to the north.
这个何西阿是对北方北国以色列传道。
And in 722, the northern kingdom falls.
在公元前722年，北国陷落了。
At the same time, while the northern kingdom is falling, Micah is preaching in Judah.
在同一个时间就是北国陷落的时候，弥迦是对着南国犹大来讲道。
I keep emphasizing these dates because I want you to understand when this is happening.
我之所以一直讲这些日期，我想要你们知道这些都是什么时候发生的。
Micah is preaching while...The northern kingdom is being destroyed while he preaches.
在那个弥迦传道的时候呢，北国正在被毁灭。
And I want you to understand this is not a war that is happening on the other side of the world.
这个战争不是发生在说世界的另一端。
I started last summer, we started in the very northern part of Israel.
我们上去年去以色列参观的旅行的时候，我们从就是以色列的最北端开始。
And in one day we drove from the northern tip to the southern tip.
就一天之内，我们从最北端到了以色列的最南端。
So these are very close together.
所以这个北国跟南国其实离得很近。
Judah's next door neighbor is being destroyed by Assyria.
所以就是犹大的这个紧挨着他的那个邻居已经被亚述所摧毁了。
And so Micah preaches to Judah and he says, look at what is happening to our neighbor.
所以弥迦就对犹大讲到说，你们看看我们的邻居发生了什么。
If we do not repent and turn to God, that will happen to us.
如果我们不悔改转向神，那个也会发生在我们身上。
God will judge us.
神也会审判我们。
And I want to look in chapter 6.
我们想看弥迦书的第六章。
Because in chapter 6, he takes the pattern that I gave you for the prophets of a covenant lawsuit.
他在第六章其实给的就是说这个一个盟约的一个诉讼，讲得很清楚。
He calls them together and he says, listen, hear what the Lord says.
他就是把他们叫在一起，对他们说，你们听，这是当听耶和华的话。
He reminds them in verses 3-5 of how God brought Israel out of Egypt.
他在第三、第五节六讲到说，提醒他们神在过去怎么把他们从埃及带出来的。
And he says, God has taken care of you.
就是神过去真的一直在照料你们。
But now you are unfaithful to him.
但是你们现在对神不忠。
And I want you to see the core of this book is verses in chapter 6, verses 6 through 8.
这个书的中心是在于第六章的六到八节。
Because when Micah says that Israel is being, or Judah, I'm sorry, Judah is being unfaithful.
所以当弥迦就是指责他们犹大对神不忠的时候。
The people come to Micah and they answer with great sarcasm.
然后这些人呢来到弥迦面前，他们的答复是很是好像是很有带着这种讽刺口气来说的。
Verse 6 and 7.
第六节第七节说。
They say, okay.
他们说好吧。我觉得神对我们不高兴。
What does God want?
那到底神要什么呢？
Does he want, verse 6, more burnt offerings?
难道神要更多的燔祭吗？
Does he want us to sacrifice more calves?
神想让我们就是多献一些牛吗？
Maybe he wants thousands of rams sacrificed.
或者神想要上千的公羊去做燔祭。
Would he like a river of oil?
那就会像油河一样。
And then they are very rude to God.
他们对神很粗鲁。
They say maybe he's like the other idols. Maybe he wants us to sacrifice our firstborn son.
说或者神就像别的这些偶像，他想让我们把我们的长子献上。
Imagine that the prophet has come and has said, God is unhappy because of your sin.
你想象一下，如果先知来对他们说，神对你们不高兴，因为你们的罪。
God is angry because you have been unfaithful to him.
因为你们对神不忠，所以神对你们生气。
And what is happening to your neighbor Israel is going to happen to you.
对你们邻居以色列所发生的事情也会发生在你们身上。
They should say.
他们应该说的是，他们的答复应该是。
We are sorry.
哦，对不起。
What must we do?
我们应该怎么做？
But instead they say, ah, what does God want?
但是他们却说是，那神到底想要什么呢？
Does he want more sacrifices?
他们想要更多的祭祀吗？
Does he want more offerings?
他想要更多的燔祭吗？更多的奉献吗？
And verse 8 is the core of the Old Testament law.
所以这个第八节就是整个旧约的这个律法的一个核心。
Micah says,
弥迦说，
God has told you what is good.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
And what does the Lord require?
他向你所要的是什么呢？
And he tells us what God requires of his people. Three things.
他告诉了说神向他的百姓所要的是三件事。
To do justice.
行公义。
To love mercy.
好怜悯。
And to walk humbly with God.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
That is what God requires of his people.
这是神对他百姓的要求。
And the message of Micah is that if we love God, we will do these things.
弥迦的书的信息就是如果我们爱神，我们就会这样做。
If we don't love God,
如果我们不爱神，
we may give offerings.
我们也许会给就是向神献燔祭。
We may do dramatic things.
我们可能会做很多事情，巨大的事情。
But it won't matter.
但是那个不重要。
Because the root of the message of the prophets is we must love God.
所以这个先知书的这个他说的这个信息的最根本的信息就是要爱神。
And when we love him,
当我们爱神的时候。
That guides everything else.
那就会引导所有别的一切的事情。
When we don't love him, we have constant reasons to want to go our own way.
当我们不爱神的时候，我们就会不断的持续的找不同的理由，要 走自己的路。
But when we love God, we want to please Him.
当我们爱神的时候，我们就想要讨他欢心。
And it seems to me that that is the core of a Christian life.
对我来讲，这个就是基督徒生活的一个核心。
If you've ever had a boss that you did not like,
如果你有一位曾经或者有一位你不喜欢的老板。
And you had to do what they told you.
你必须要做他们所告诉你要做的事。
But you did not want to.
但是你并不想做。
It was easy to find an excuse and a reason to get by with doing as little as possible.
所以就很容易找理由去做，说他让你做什么，你就尽量的少做，但是也算对付过去了。
I hope this isn't ever true of your marriage.
我希望这个永远不是发生在你的婚姻当中。
But when someone does not love their spouse, it is very easy to find excuses not to treat them well.
所以当一个人不再爱他的配偶的时候，就很容易找理由为自己说对他们不够好找理由。
But when we love someone, it becomes easy to do what we should do for them.
当我们爱一个人的时候，就很容易去做我们应该做的。
And these prophets say to us, if we love God, obedience will become easy for us.
然后这些先知就告诉我们，如果我们爱神，这个就是顺服就是很容易。
So these prophets ask us, do we love God?
所以这些先知问我们，我们爱神吗？
Next week, I'm going to look at some prophets who ask us, do we love our neighbor?
下个星期我们会看先知会问我们的问题，就是说你们爱我们爱邻舍吗？
To prepare, I recommend that you read Amos chapter 7 through 9.
所以为了准备呢，就是下个星期读阿摩斯书七到九章。
And Jonah chapters 1 through 4, the whole book of Jonah.
把约纳书全部都读一遍。
All right, we are out of time. They are ringing the lunch bell. If we were in the
好像我们时间又不够了。现在好像那个午餐的铃声又响了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us to love you.
亲爱的神，帮助我们能够真正的来爱你。
That we won't obey you just out of obligation.
让我们顺服你不是出于责任。
But that we will love you and obey you willingly.
让我们能够爱你，而且心甘情愿的来顺服你。
That we will love justice.
我们会爱喜爱公义。
We will love mercy.
我们好怜悯。
We will walk humbly with you.
我们存谦卑的心和你同行。
Help us to live that way.
帮助我们能够那样的去生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
阿门。阿门。